This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest, Sansara Taylor. Hello, beautiful people. We are coming to you at a time when revolution, real revolution, is in the news for the first time in, well, quite a while, to be honest. So let's start with this.
I challenge you, Jason Aldean, to debate me. See if you can defend that blood-soaked flag. I will dissect your lines and demolish your hit song anytime, any place.
That was Rafael Cadaris, a correspondent for the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show. And as I said, revolution is in the news. The RevComs have been taking on the fascist mega cultural poster boy, country singer Jason Aldean, the one with the number one hit, the fascist white supremacist anthem, Try That in a Small Town. And it's not really about Aldean, it's about this growing fascist movement that he is fronting for and helping congeal millions and millions. In power and out of power, but aiming to seize and lock down power in 2024, if not sooner, and fundamentally remake this country and an even more white supremacist, openly white supremacist, fascist, woman-hating, anti-LGBTQ nightmare society. And so the RevComs took up this challenge. They tried it in a small town. They tried it in the big city. They burned the U.S. flag right outside Jason Aldean's concert in Tinley Park, Chicago. And then they did it again at the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, the site of the 1927 lynching of 18-year-old Henry Choate, a young black man, which was the backdrop of Aldean's infamous video for his song, Try That in a Small Town. And they put out a challenge to Aldean to debate, to defend this flag he says he loves so much, defend its crimes that it really stands for, the white supremacy, the napalm dropped on children in Vietnam, the incineration of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the war crimes and crimes against humanity that are baked into this country, slavery, genocide, and war. Defend all that. Defend your flag. See if you can, or all you have, admit all you have is threats of mob violence, which is what his anthem is about, and the dangerous future we face, which is why the RevComs stepped up to take this on. So today we're going to spend time with this story. Again, not just this one country singer, but what this concentrates in terms of a whole ugly future shaping up. You're going to hear a conversation and commentary that I did with Andy Z, the host of the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, about the sharpening stakes for the people in this country and the world, shaping up towards something truly terrible, but also the possibility of something truly emancipating, a real revolution being wrenched out of this. You're going to hear our conversation. You're going to hear more from Rafael Cadaris and other RevComs who are on the ground in Tinley Park outside Jason Aldean's concert, burning the U.S. flag, and then down on the ground in Tennessee. I'm going to weave this together and take you through the story, and we're going to share the commentary that Rafael Cadaris did about this song, Try That in a Small Town, when it first came out on the RNL show. And we're going to hear from Bob Avakian, an excerpt of the extraordinary interviews that I had the chance to do with him, together with Andy Z, where we asked him, because people throw the word around loosely all the time, revolution, revolution this, revolution that, revolution is just a change in attitude, change in yourself. No, it's not. So we asked Bob Avakian, the foremost revolutionary leader and thinker in the world today, what is a real revolution? And he breaks it down, and it is scientific, it's visceral, it's vivid, and you have to hear it. And then I'll talk a little bit about the lies that were spread in Fox News, in the Daily Mail, in the New York Post, in these fascist rags, and how they actually were able to pick up on a lot of garbage that was spewed by movement hacks and leftist haters. People who hate revolution and the sacrifice and the struggle it will take more than they hate this system. People who claim to be oppositional but are clawing and pawing for a position in this system, for a bigger share of this system's spoils and some of the garbage that they spewed. So we're gonna take a journey today. And we're going to end with the reading of an important article, Allegiance, and the campaign to spread this piece everywhere, especially among young people. Where will your allegiance lie? Will it be with this blood-soaked red, white, and blue flag and the system of murderous oppression and exploitation for which it stands? Or will your allegiance be with a new socialist republic? in North America, the liberating society that can be brought into being through a real revolution. This is a challenge being put out. You'll hear more about that at the end of the show. So let's dive right in. This is a conversation I had with Andy Z on the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show.
Today's RNL show is a special program featuring the RevComs, the revolutionary communists, taking on that fascist MAGA culture poster boy, country singer Jason Aldean. We opened the show with a short clip of Rafael Cadaris with members of the Chicago Revolution Club issuing a sharp challenge to Aldean in front of the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, where Jason Aldean filmed the music video for his white supremacist lynching song. Try that in a small town. Well, Rafael and the Chicago comrades did try that in a small town, and they did so with the courage and the conviction of revolution, a real revolution, to put an end to this racist system spawned in the vicious inhumanity of slavery and enshrined in the founding U.S. Constitution, with life-stealing exploitation and oppression that continues down to today. And they did this to bring about a radically new and far better world through revolution. Here's some more of what Rafael had to say.
We are the RevComs, and we're the ones who burned the American flag at Jason Aldean's concert in Tinley Park near Chicago. And right now, we're at the Maury County Courthouse in Tennessee, Columbia, Tennessee, the site where in 1927, hundreds of depraved white people lynched a young black man, the site that Jason Aldean chose for his fascist lynch mob anthem, Try That in a Small Town. Jason, you said that people who burn the American flag should try that in the small town and see how far you'd make it down the road. Well, we burned that rag at your concert and you didn't say TMZ, the New York Post, the LA Times, Daily Mail, Fox News, and others, they covered it. We had plenty to say about what we did, and you? No comment. Well, I'm here to give you another chance. Since you love that flag so much, Jason, let's see if you can defend what it really stands for. Slavery, theft of land, genocide of the native people, imperialist war. Now, normally, I don't debate fascists, but I'll make an exception for you because you're going around the country touring, spreading an open white supremacist lynching song, a rallying cry for civil war, and it needs to be answered. Meanwhile, all too many people who should know better are standing on the sidelines, sleepwalking while this fascist anthem goes to the top of the charts. And most of all, because I know we do not have to live this way, that a real revolution and a whole different future is possible without white supremacy or any form of oppression. That this revolution could be wrenched out of the very dangerous times that we're living in now if people wake up and get with the RevComs and take up the roadmap that's being provided right now by the revolutionary leader and architect of the new communism, Bob Avakian. For all these reasons, I challenge you, Jason Aldean, to debate me. See if you can defend that blood-soaked flag. I will dissect your lines and demolish your hit song anytime, any place. And one final message for Jason Aldean. You said, try that in a small town. I'm taking you up on your challenge right now. Will you take me up on mine?
No more lynch mobs in and out of uniform. No more standing by while good old boys prepare for civil war. We need and we demand a whole new way to live. We need to and we are getting organized for a real revolution.
Rafael and the Chicago Revolution Club comrades drove through the night to make this statement, with searing pictures in their minds and in their hearts of those who were lynched over decades and of the thousands murdered by the police today, and everyone who suffers under the brutal oppression of the system we live under. They did so, as Rafael said, because we do not have to live this way. Rafael Cadaris is a key contributor to and correspondent for The RNL Show. He is a serious revolutionary for the emancipation of humanity, and as such is a follower of the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian, whose work and leadership are at the core of this show. You will be hearing more about Bob Avakian through the course of today's program, and you are going to hear from him from the extraordinary interviews The RNL Show did with him last fall. Today's show is going to tell the story of what the RevComs did in Chicago and yesterday in Columbia, Tennessee. Aldean's song is the anthem right now of a fascist movement that is fighting to take full power in this country. These fascists need to be defeated, and defeated through masses of people fighting to change the whole system that spawned them, through a real revolution to wipe white supremacy and all forms of oppression off the face of the earth. Through the story of what the RevComs led in opposition to Jason Aldean's MAGA tour celebrating the bigotry and the cohering and forging of a fascist hardcore, today's RNL show will bring to life the sharpening stakes for the people of this country and for the future of humanity. And with this, I want to welcome the co-host of the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, Sansara Taylor.
Great to be with you, Andy. We're going to get into why Rafael is challenging Aldean to debate. But as Andy said, we're also going to get into what this has to do with the whole direction of the future, including putting a challenge to all of you watching or listening right now. As Rafael said, he was calling out Jason Aldean's number one country hit, Try That in a Small Town, not just because this song is shot through with racism and the threat of good old boy white supremacist mob violence, but because this song and its popularity among millions and millions in this country concentrates the whole direction that this country is being rapidly dragged in by the fascists in and out of power. This is moving fast. It is shaping up for a decisive turning point in the 2024 elections, if not sooner. Meanwhile, the decent people in this country are going along pretending like this is not happening, wishing things would go back to normal, which is never going to happen and was never any good to begin with. It is precisely in the midst of this madness, of this rare situation where the norms of this country are being ripped apart, when the rulers are at each other's throats and events are accelerating, that a real revolution is not only more necessary, but more possible. This is the penetrating and far-sighted scientific analysis that Bob Avakian has made and laid out in important works like Something Terrible or Something Truly Emancipating, which you can find at our website, revcom.us. But this will only become a reality if growing numbers of people wake up, cast off illusions and delusions, and get with the RevComs in taking up and fighting to apply the roadmap and the leadership that BA has forged to make this revolution real now. This will only happen if the RevComs have been getting out the message broadly among the people, shining a light on the deeper reality of what is happening and why, bringing out that there is an alternative to living this way and struggling hard with people to break with all their wrong ways of thinking and get with the revolution. Actions like the ones the comrades took in Chicago and Tennessee this week are a big part of shaking people awake and drawing forward the thousands we need now to become millions tomorrow.
If what you see or hear today inspires you, if it speaks to you, if it shakes you awake, now is the time to connect and to contact and work with us, the RevComs. Make no mistake that this fascist MAGA movement is aiming to take power, and they are determined to crush any and all opposition to them. You saw that on January 6th, and you see and feel that in the crowd filling stadiums to see Jason Aldean. They are blatantly racist, anti-immigrant, women-hating, anti-LGBTQ people. They are determined to plunder the environment, and they are filled to the brim with anti-scientific lunacy. Yet, on the other hand, the Democrats have no answer to this other than to rely on the institutions of this system, like elections and the courts, which enforce, as Sansara said, the normally oppressive way this country and this system operates, plundering the people and the earth. On the RNL show and everywhere we go, including at the protests at the Aldean concert in Chicago, we are bringing the proclamations. We are the RevComs, the revolutionary communists, and we need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system, which call on the people to get organized now for an actual revolution. They are essential documents for you. We need and we demand a whole new way to live concentrates that whole new way to live is expressed in the Constitution for a new socialist republic in North America. And in this document, there are six key points from that Constitution that are radically different from how this society functions today. You need to get your hands on it and you need to help us spread it. And there is no better way to learn about, to understand, and to feel that we could make a real revolution and to experience the leadership we have than in the Bob Avakian interviews on this, the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show.
That was Andy Z and myself from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show at youtube.com/therevcoms. Now let's listen to Rafael Cadaris with a takedown of Jason Aldean's song, Try That in a Small Town.
Fascist country singer and wannabe thug Jason Aldean just released a new song, which has already gotten tens of millions of views, called Try That in a Small Town. This is a straight up white supremacist lynching song, and it's a rallying cry for civil war. A lot of people have condemned it for being racist, which it is. But if you don't get the fascist political violence at the heart of it, you don't get where this is going. Let's watch.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
See how far you make it down the road? Think about it. Jason Aldean is saying that people who protest against police brutality or burn the flag in opposition to this country's crimes should get beaten down or even killed. And he's unleashing his millions of followers to do just that. These people can't wait to just wipe out everyone they hate. Black people, immigrants, people who don't conform to the patriarchal gender roles, and anyone who stands up against this system. No, he didn't specifically mention race. But who do you think his racist audience is thinking of and afraid of when he talks about crime? And when he says,
around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
Who do you think our own is? Do you think he's talking about the Muslim family next door? Or how about Jose and Maria working at the meatpacking plant? The trans kid in the small town high school, or the 16-year-old girl who needs an abortion. No, as he put it, it's all about the good old boys raised up right. Well, who are the good old boys in this country? In case the message wasn't clear enough, he shot the video in front of the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, the exact place where 18-year-old black youth Henry Choate was lynched in 1927 by a mob of hundreds of white people who attacked him with a sledgehammer, dragged his body through the streets, and then hung him from the second floor of the courthouse. In this very small town in Columbia, Tennessee, at least 20 black men and boys were lynched or disappeared by white mobs and the KKK. Jason Aldean's good old boys. Now fast forward to the modern day lynching of George Floyd by a sadistic pig who kneeled on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, suffocating the life out of him while his fellow pigs looked on. Police murder after murder, beating after beating, video after video, in small towns and big cities. And Jason Aldean wants people to just swallow this shit? Yeah, people were right to come out in these streets to express their anger. And yes, to cuss out these murdering cops. And yes, to stomp on that flag, which is nothing but a symbol of oppression, of slavery, genocide, and war from the beginning of this country down to today. And they were right to defend themselves and each other from these murdering cops and these fascist scum attacking them. As We Are the RevCom says, we need to be involving masses of people and rising up to resist the continuing crimes of this system and defending people from attacks on their rights and their lives by racist, woman-hating, and anti-LGBTQ thugs in and out of government, all as part of preparing for revolution. And by the way, Jason, you lying MAGA moron, you cherry-picked a bunch of images to show protesters as violent and scary. But the truth is, the vast majority of violence during the George Floyd uprising came from police and fascist vigilantes like Kyle Rittenhouse. But you just want more of that kind of violence. As for trying this in a small town,
we'll try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
Guess what, Jason? We did. Have you seen this map? And a lot of the protests in these towns were mostly white kids. That's right, your disobedient sons and daughters. That must really terrify you, huh, Jason? Lastly, to all the decent people who aren't trying to hold on to the good old days when good old boys ran the town, Native people were erased, and Black people and women knew their place, you need to face what is happening in this country. This is not just another racist country song. It is an incitement to civil war, and tens of millions of people are loving it. Right now, the society is more divided than it's been since the first civil war in the 1860s, and these MAGA mobs are armed and itching for a new one and a fascist takeover, with the 2024 election very likely to be a key turning point one way or another. There is no going back to normal, and you shouldn't want to anyway. Instead of choosing sides in a new civil war, what we need are masses of people prepared to defeat these fascists as part of getting rid of the whole capitalist imperialist system which spawned them, a system which has white supremacy and male domination built into it, and right now is pushing humanity toward climate catastrophe and World War III. We've seen the potential for revolution in the powerful and courageous uprising of millions of people of all races in 2020. No, that didn't lead to fundamental change, because you can't end racist police murder with more Black cops and mayors and reforms and silly demands like defund and abolish the police. To end police terror, you need to abolish the whole system these police enforce and replace it with a completely different socialist system. If you've been discouraged, hopeless, turning inward, sleepwalking while this nightmare accelerates, that's unacceptable. The oppression that made you come into the streets in the first place is still there and getting worse, and there is a real way to fight it. So it's time to wake up and get organized, not just for an uprising, but for an actual revolution. To all those in small towns and big cities who have the heart to fight for something really worth fighting for, it's time to join the RevComs. As Bob Avakian wrote recently, especially at a time like this, a time when big things are up in the world, affecting the whole future of humanity, when those big-time exploiters and oppressors who rule over us in this country are bitterly divided among themselves and increasingly unable to hold things together as a unified ruling class, when there is not just an urgent need, but a real possibility to seize on this situation to overthrow them altogether. If you are not getting with the RevComs, the revolutionary communists who are working every day for this revolution, if you are not part of working to bring about this revolution, then what the hell are you doing?
That was Rafael Cadaris. He is a correspondent for the RNL show. We are now going to hear sounds from Confronting Jason Aldean, Chicago Revolution Club's call to oppose Jason Aldean's rallying cry for a fascist civil war. We're going to hear sound bites from the press conference they held, calling for opposition to his concert when it came to Tinley Park right outside Chicago. And we're going to hear the RevComs stomping on and burning U.S. flags outside Aldean's concert. A couple weeks ago, the Chicago Revolution Club followed up on this with a challenge to people to join them in standing up against Aldean's concert when it came to town.
We are with the Revolution Club Chicago, and we're calling on you
to step up and stand up.
This MAGA moron Jason Aldean is coming to Tinley Park, Saturday, September 9th.
No more lynch mobs in and out of uniform. No more standing by while good old boys get ready for civil war.
We need and we demand a whole new way to live. We need to and we are getting organized for a real revolution.
On the basis of this bold revolutionary message, they called forward others, new and old to the movement for revolution, as well as people from different perspectives to join them in standing up to Aldean. At their press conference, speakers included Paul Street, the writer and historian who's part of Refuse Fascism, Theo Hardeman, executive director of the Violence Interrupters, as well as statements from the progressive Catholic priest Bob Bossy and anti-fascist organizer Rachel Wachstein.
So there's a preponderance of evidence that black women and black men have been lynched all across America, especially during the Jim Crow era, right? 87 years of Jim Crow, lynching, killing my people. I come off a plantation, my forefathers, direct roots to a plantation. And even after Jim Crow, our people were killed during the times of police brutality and excessive force. We must stand up as much as we can, people. That's why I will join the protest on Saturday with everybody, all right?
Trinidad in a small town isn't just another vaguely racist country tune. It's a flat-out 21st century lynch mob song.
Then, on Saturday, September 9th, the RevComs and others marched through the throngs of Aldean's MAGA-infested fan base. Right up to his concert, where they did precisely what Aldean insisted must not be done.
I burn this f***ing American rag because this country stands for slavery, genocide, and war. The whole history of this country. Jason Aldean said, try that in small town when we did it at a f***ing concert.
That's right.
These are people who've been murdered by these fascist thugs, in and out of uniform. This woman here was murdered in California for flying a gay pride flag in front of her shop. This can't go on unopposed. We're out here in the name of humanity.
It is highly significant that this action got picked up. It was the lead story Monday morning on TMZ. It got featured in a big way on the Daily Mail, one of the most read news sites in the world. Not once, but twice it was featured there. The second story they did embedded the full segment Raphael produced for this show to share with their entire audience to view. This story also got covered in the New York Post, the Huffington Post, the Los Angeles Times, and more. And much of this coverage didn't just say that the RevComs burned the flag outside Aldean's concert, though they did say that. They also gave at least some sense of what the RevComs are about, what we're organizing for. After starting out by saying Jason Aldean tried it in a big town and found out, the LA Times, for example, went on to link to our website, revcom.us, and point out that we insist that, quote, the existing capitalist imperialist system and its institutions of government in this country must be abolished and dismantled and replaced by a new socialist system based on the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America, end quote. The fascist media, with the New York Post and Fox leading the pack, attacked Bob Avakian and the RevComs, and we'll have more to say about that in a little while. But think about it. The fact that this simple action by the RevComs got such coverage and stirred such controversy across this country is a reflection of the intense, fast-moving times we are in, when the whole direction of the future is being hotly contended. People are sharply divided, from the very top of society all the way down to the small towns Aldean sings about. The RevComs encountered both sides of this polarization when they were down in Columbia, Tennessee. Afterwards, we had the chance to talk with Raphael and Leo when they were on their way back, stopped in Nashville, and they described some of what this was like.
You get the sense that, you know, we don't exactly fit in this small town. Ralph put this challenge out to Jason Aldean, you know. We get confronted by, you know, some of these good old boys, you know. out of uniform, who were like, you know, antagonizing and, you know, heckling us while we're trying to make this video. Yeah, they were saying all kind of, you know, they were saying, you know, throwing shots at us for being revolutionary communists, you know?
Okay, Martha, let them cut through, but you need to go back to whatever communist country you like.
But don't. And, you know, saying like, you know, Jason Aldean said, try that in a small town, you know, and, you know, taking it for the threat that it is, you know, for seeing how far people make it down the road. You know, even though, you know, telling me, you know, to stop eyeballing him, you know.
And one of them was actually trying to rile up the other people in the town, saying, you know, are you just gonna watch them do this right here in our town? You know, we don't like your kind around here. I don't like the way you look at me. You know, this is the kind of shit that they were saying. And but, you know, it wasn't all one-sided, because we also, once we started speaking and letting people know what we were all about, we had some people come out. One guy rushed out of the bar and was like, I support you. Another woman literally ran up to us with a wad of pills and said, I support your message, you know, and that I too organized protests in this area. And these good old boys started confronting her too. They're like, are you from this town? She's like, hell yeah, I'm from this town, you know, and I support them. It's very important.
Much love to that woman who came up and gave $99 wadded up in that little bundle Raphael talked about. So let's return to the action that they did and show a bit more of what those people down in Maury County in front of the courthouse were responding to from the RevComs.
Since you love that flag so much, Jason, let's see if you can defend what it really stands for. Slavery, theft of land, genocide of the native people, imperialist war. So are you up for the challenge, Jason? Or are you just going to admit that you can't defend this intellectually and all you have is threats of violence? And why haven't you made a comment, Jason, about what we did at your show? Is it because every time you open your mouth, dumb, racist, ignorant comes out? You actually claimed that your song, Try That in a Small Town, wasn't pro-lynching because lynching ended in the 1800s. Those are your words at a show in Alabama recently. Jason, are you an idiot, a liar, or both? Right here at this courthouse where you filmed your music video, an 18-year-old black youth, Henry Choate, was lynched in 1927. A white mob attacked him with a sledgehammer, dragged his body through the streets, and then hung him from the second floor. Just in this one small town where I'm standing, Columbia, Tennessee, at least 20 black men and boys were lynched or disappeared by KKK and white mobs. Yeah, the good old boys you celebrate in your song, Jason. Everybody knows what good old boys mean, even an ignorant fool like you. Today, it's not mainly the KKK murdering black people, it's the police. More black people have been murdered by police in recent decades than all those who are lynched during Jim Crow. Even after the murder of George Floyd and the massive uprising in 2020, it goes on and on. All this has been legalized and justified by the U.S. Constitution. The truth is, Jason Aldean and his country hit are not some aberration from America and its values. They're a grotesque concentration of the ugliness right at the core of this country since the beginning. As the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian put it, how can any decent person deny that we need a revolution to overthrow this system?
That's right. That's what humanity needs. A real revolution to overthrow this system. And that is precisely what Bob Avakian is providing the leadership for now. Last year, we had the chance to conduct an extraordinary 3-part interview with Bob Avakian on this show. These interviews are like nothing else. They bring you the whole thing. Why we need a revolution. Why this revolution is more possible in this time. What this revolution is for. These interviews shake up your thinking and they make you see things in a new way. And they give you a chance to see the integrity and the feeling for humanity that Bob Avakian has. He is hardcore for revolution and has incredibly wide arms with generosity of spirit and largeness of mind. And all of that comes through.
And because the word revolution gets thrown around so loosely these days, and people mean radically different things by it, we asked him during those interviews what a real revolution is. We want to share his answer with you now. So you've dedicated your whole life over decades to making revolution and emancipating humanity. And I want to talk about revolution. It's a word that people throw around all the time. And people mean radically, very wildly different things when they use it. What is a real revolution and why is that necessary?
Well, it's not a new variation of Charmin toilet paper, okay? That's the first thing we can say. You know, it's not a change just in the culture, to be more serious. It means that you actually overthrow the existing system and replace it with a different system. That's what an actual revolution is. And yes, you know, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of people. I remember, you know, after the, I think it was Parkland shooting, you know, there was big rallies that were held, and one of the students from there, you know, got up to speak one of these big rallies, and the first thing he said was, "Welcome to the revolution," because there were, you know, large numbers, masses of people there. Well, masses of people are one important ingredient of a revolution. You don't make a revolution with a handful of people. You need, you know, millions of people ultimately to make a revolution. But the question is, what are those people fighting for? What are they aiming for? Are they aiming just to make changes within the existing system, or are they actually recognizing that you cannot bring about the positive resolution of all these different horrors that exist in this country, and we could go through them, but in the world as a whole? You know, you cannot bring about a positive resolution to that, an elimination of all that, within the confines of this system. That is another scientifically determined, evidence-based truth. And so therefore, a revolution means that you overthrow this system in order to, you know, bring into being a completely different foundation in how the economy functions, different relations among people that are not oppressive, a different culture that, instead of reinforcing all this garbage and oppression, actually reinforces emancipating relations among people and emancipating ideas among people, you know, and all the political structures also are transformed in order to serve the further transformation of society, to uproot all the underlying basis for all this exploitation and oppression. That's a revolution. Nothing short of that is an actual revolution.
You've now had the chance to see Bob Avakian in that answer. Even just in that one answer, you get a sense of the clarity and the power of what he is all about and why the fascists like Fox News and the New York Post would attack him. No surprise there. They are outright fascists. But in a pathetic, yet sinister move, they were able to quote from what they called 23 leftist groups who themselves pushed scurrilous attacks on Bob Avakian and on myself and the RevComs.
The communist group who burned American flags outside a Jason Aldean concert have been branded a cult and pyramid scheme by left-wing activists. The Revolutionary Communist Party, or RevCom, has been denounced by 23 abortion and feminist rights groups. They took issue with how the flag burners protested the overturning of Roe versus Wade last year.
In reality, these were not radicals or so-called leftists. This was a cabal of opportunist movement reformists and outright counter-revolutionaries. Not a word of their accusations about the RevComs being a cult or a pyramid scheme is true. And their attacks smack of exactly the kind of counter-revolutionary rumors and lies that were spread in the 1960s against the Black Panther Party and others, which fed into repression, wrongful imprisonment, and even murder of revolutionary leaders. These attacks today are an expression of a movement that has given up on even the pretense of fighting to end oppression. And instead, they attack those who are fighting while seeking flimsy shelter under the wing of the Democratic Party. And here they are, useful tools to the fascists with whom they share the same utter disregard for the truth and hatred of revolution. No one should be taken in by this. In fact, the opposite. This should drive serious people to look deeply into Bob Avakian, to engage his work, to take up his leadership and fight to defend him as we do so. So to close out this main arc of today's show about the RevComs taking on Jason Aldean, we want to return to the segment that Raphael did originally on this show, where he puts forward a challenge to the decent people in this country.
To all the decent people who aren't trying to hold on to the good old days when good old boys ran the town, Native people were erased, and Black people and women knew their place. You need to face what is happening in this country. This is not just another racist country song. It is an incitement to civil war, and tens of millions of people are loving it. Right now, the society is more divided than it's been since the first civil war in the 1860s. And these MAGA mobs are armed and itching for a new one and a fascist takeover, with the 2024 election very likely to be a key turning point one way or another. There is no going back to normal, and you shouldn't want to anyway. Instead of choosing sides in a new civil war, what we need are masses of people prepared to defeat these fascists as part of getting rid of the whole capitalist imperialist system which spawned them. A system which has white supremacy and male domination built into it, and right now is pushing humanity toward climate catastrophe and World War III. We've seen the potential for revolution in the powerful and courageous uprising of millions of people of all races in 2020. No, that didn't lead to fundamental change, because you can't end racist police murder with more Black cops and mayors and reforms and silly demands like defund and abolish the police. To end police terror, you need to abolish the whole system these police enforce and replace it with a completely different socialist system. If you've been discouraged, hopeless, turning inward, sleepwalking while this nightmare accelerates, that's unacceptable. The oppression that made you come into the streets in the first place is still there and getting worse, and there is a real way to fight it. So it's time to wake up and get organized, not just for an uprising, but for an actual revolution. To all those in small towns and big cities who have the heart to fight for something really worth fighting for, it's time to join the RevComs. As Bob Avakian wrote recently, especially at a time like this, a time when big things are up in the world, affecting the whole future of humanity, when those big-time exploiters and oppressors who rule over us in this country are bitterly divided among themselves and increasingly unable to hold things together as a unified ruling class. When there is not just an urgent need, but a real possibility to seize on this situation to overthrow them altogether. If you are not getting with the RevComs, the revolutionary communists who are working every day for this revolution, if you are not part of working to bring about this revolution, then what the hell are you doing?
We're going to hear a special musical break. Maren Morris, a country singer who won 6 Country Music Awards, recently released a song and video, Trees, and announced that she was getting the hell out of country music.
I'm done filling a cup with a hole in the bottom. I'm taking an axe to the tree. The rot at the roots is the root of the problem, but you wanna blame it on me. I hung around longer than anyone should. You've broken my heart more than anyone could. Trying to stop me won't do you no good. I've already planted the seeds. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
dawning. Ooh, do you hear that? It's the sound of a tree.
Welcome to a very special dispatch of the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show. Today is Friday, September 15th, 2023. My name is Sansara Taylor, and I'm coming to you from our studio in Los Angeles, California. In just a minute, you'll hear the reading of a new poster going up on the website revcom.us called Allegiance. To whom will the masses of people, and especially the young new generation, give its allegiance? To this government and its blood-soaked red, white, and blue roots in slavery and genocide, worldwide exploitation, and imperialist war? Or to the new socialist republic that must be brought into being, a system which will move to abolish and uproot all this madness and give the highest expression to people's humanity and a future corresponding to people's highest aspirations, to quote this new piece. Take this new poster and this video reading of it everywhere, and especially take it to the youth. Find provocative ways to make this a dividing line, to draw out discussion, struggle, and debate over what it is saying. And among the youth, we call on people to especially take this to the high schools, and especially those high schools where the oppressed youth, as well as other students, have been ensnared in ROTC, the Reserve Officer Training Corps, and all of its madness. At a time when the U.S. is not only engaged in a proxy war with Russia and Ukraine, which could easily spin out of control, but is also actively preparing for war with China, the stakes are very high. And the fact that fascists in and out of uniform are preparing for a civil war to install an even more repressive white supremacist, male supremacist, anti-LGBTQ and anti-immigrant regime makes the stakes higher still. The sharp conflict at the top of society, between the fascists and those who want a system of exploitation and plunder in which the people have the illusions of representation, and there is the safety valve of some limited reform, is growing more acute as we head into the 2024 elections. This conflict cannot go on as it is forever. It will be resolved one way or the other, either in a reactionary and violent way or in a radically emancipating way. And this emancipating way can only mean revolution. These dividing lines must be sharply drawn. So go out to these schools and other places where the youth gather, and go out to where all kinds of people go, and challenge them all with this statement. And definitely make use of the challenge contained at the end of it, which is this, quote, "If anyone wants to claim that what we have said here is not right, then let them have the courage to put that on the line, directly up against us and the knowledge we are bringing. And it will become even more clear that what we are saying is the truth, a powerful truth that people need to know about and take up." So with that, let's go to allegiance.
Allegiance. Allegiance. No to this republic of the so-called United States of America, with its blood-soaked red, white, and blue rag, and the system for which it stands, the economic and political system of capitalism imperialism.
A republic whose national anthem was written by a slave owner. Oh, say, can you see all the slavery? A republic deeply divided under the rule of oppressors with liberty and justice denied. A republic founded on slavery and genocidal robbery, keeping millions of black people in chains for generations, killing off huge numbers of Native Americans and stealing their land, waging a war that ripped off half of Mexico, greatly expanding slavery.
A system that from the start and down to today has been grounded in heartless exploitation, using and abusing masses of people to create wealth for the few, with violent white supremacy, male supremacy, and gender oppression built into and enforced by this system, plundering people in all parts of the world, destroying the environment, and waging unjust war after war, even to the point of threatening the very existence of humanity, killing off hope for a decent future or any future at all.
Yes, to a radically different republic and much better system. A new socialist republic. A system which will move to abolish and uproot all this madness and give the highest expression to people's humanity and a future corresponding to people's highest aspirations.
To people everywhere, in every part of society, the cause we should be dedicated to and the allegiance we should hold is represented not by the U.S. Constitution, a document written by and serving the interests of slave-owning and capitalist exploiters from the founding of this country down to today. A document that elevates property and the right to enslave and exploit above and against the life and liberty of billions of people here and throughout the world. A document that for nearly 100 years institutionalized owning black people as property. A document that has been repeatedly used and is used today to legalize inequality, injustice, and oppression, with whole groups of people treated as second class and less than fully human. We can do much better than this.
The cause we need to be dedicated to is revolution, to abolish and uproot this system we are now forced to live under, and bring into being a new system based on the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America, which provides a sweeping vision, a firm foundation, and concrete blueprint for a radically different and emancipating society and world, with the abolition of all inequality, oppression, and exploitation.
We are the RevComs. Revolutionary communists.
Working every day for the revolution that is urgently needed to bring down this system of capitalism imperialism and bring into being a fundamentally different and far better system. Working to spread this revolution everywhere. Organizing thousands and then millions into the ranks of this revolution so that there is a real chance to win.
To people everywhere.
In every part of society.
Join us as revolutionary emancipators of humanity.
Not murderous enforcers or mindless accomplices of the injustice, degradation,
and devastation of this system of capitalism imperialism.
And its terrible consequences for humanity.
A challenge. If anyone wants to claim that what we have said here is not right, then let them have the courage to put that on the line. Directly up against us and the knowledge we are bringing. And it will become even more clear that what we say is the truth, a powerful truth that people need to know about and take up.
That was Allegiance, and it's available on our website, revcom.us.
This brings us to the end of today's Michael Slate Show. I want to thank you for tuning in, spending any part of this hour with me. I want to point you again, if you're interested and want to learn more of what you heard from today, there's incredible resources at revcom.us, the website, or youtube.com/therevcoms, the RNL show. I want to thank Henry, the assistant producer for the show. I want to give my love to Michael Slate, as always, the main host and the originator of this show. and a fighter for a real revolution. And with that, I want to remind you as I sign off that the problem is not human nature. It is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. I'll talk to you next week.
Set out to do. Stand.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you're going anywhere. Stand
for the things you know alright.
It's the truth that the truth makes them so alive. Stand.
All the things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
There's a midget standing tall,
and a giant beside him about to fall.
In your mind, if you want to be.